Founding in Montreal would be so cool. Like, think about Hochelaga. You're a young man. You don't want to live with the Jesuits because they're probably... Were they brutal?
Or, well, I mean, the whole world was brutal.
It was actually... It was maybe more restrictive than,
probably,
say...
Yeah, they wouldn't want to be enlightened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, actually, probably. Yeah, because what's weird is, okay, you know what a censitaire is or a habitant?
Habitant?
Okay, they were originally called censitaire. And what they are the same things as serfs in England. Except that because there was so much work to do here and stuff, they gave the what would be considered the serfs or the habitants got a proportionally larger amount of freedom and ability to transfer property.
Okay.
And then you had the seigneur who replaced the sort of like the landholder in France. Because this area was settled under feudalism, and then eventually the Napoleonic Code. That's why it's different in Quebec to a certain degree. But this is what the first area that got very first areas that got settled were in where Brian's from, Acadia. That's the Stanley's from Arcadian.
Okay.
And Quebec City, you know, I think there might have been something in between at Trois-Rivières. But these are the, and Montreal, these are the first, before even the Americans settled here. This is still medieval.
Okay.
Like, I mean, like, the people that settled here had a medieval mindset. And,
because what would that what time period was that? 1500s?
The 1400s, 1500s.
1415.
Yeah, they came here in 1400. This is the first place they came up the river. They didn't.
1400. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, like you see that you have this medieval mindset.
Yeah.
So, they.
That would be an amazing movie. I'm actually just recording this. I gotta say, if you're a young man leaving like Hochelaga, and imagine like you end up in a tribal war or something, and you go like all these because you'd be the first.
Yeah, you would
probably
end up
some crazy stories
and,
about.
And then they would marry these girls, and what happened was, of course, the Jesuits and the church and stuff, they didn't necessarily. They would get married in the manner of the country. They were called country marriages. In other words, they got married. They would get married by tribal custom, but then later, okay, they'd send out these traveling Jesuits to go and.
It's basically the story of its Avatar. Really.
I'm thinking of the Black Robe.
The Black Robe. Yeah, that would be a great one to watch with Caleb.
Is that an actual movie? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'd love to watch it. Do you have it? Black Robe? All right, let's watch it.